Proverbs 15, verse 13. A happy heart makes the face cheerful, but heartache crushes the spirit. A happy heart makes the face cheerful. So what can we do about our hearts to make our faces cheerful? We're going to talk about that a little bit. We're also going to sing a song. So if we go back to Proverbs, so a happy heart makes the face cheerful. Now, I don't understand how that works, so I asked a friend of mine, and he said, well, what you need to do is get lots of exercise, and the heart gets bigger, and then that sort of pulls and that moves a lever inside your body, and that pulls on a string, and that pulls on a pulley, and that pulls on two strings, and that pulls on the edge of your face, and then your smile goes up like that. And he said, that's how a happy heart makes the face cheerful. And I thought, I'm not too sure about that. That sounds a little bit dodgy to me. So I decided to go back to the Bible and see how we can make our hearts happy and our faces cheerful. And it's a good thing I did, because it turns out the Bible has quite a lot to say about having a happy heart and how it can be made happy. Because it turns out that we were made to love God and to live lives as God wants us to live. And when we're doing that, when we're loving God, we're doing lives as God wants us to live. That's what makes our hearts happy. And when God isn't in our life, then often we feel quite sad. And that makes God sad too. But it turns out God has a plan to make our hearts happy. And it starts with us being chosen. Now, at the back of the Bible, there's a letter from Paul called Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 11 says, in Christ, we were chosen to be God's people. Because from the very beginning, God had decided this in keeping with his plan. So it turns out God had his plan. From the very, very beginning, before the world was even created, he chose people like you and me to be part of his people. Jesus chose us to be his children. So, I'd like you to have so one person for each table to come and choose a pumpkin. Because you're all going to need a pumpkin. We have a pumpkin fields down here. Lots of pumpkins growing in the fields. Not just pumpkins, this pumpkin is mine. So one of you for each table, come down. Come and choose your pumpkin.
Just keep
waiting. I'm going to So, people look into your eyes to see what's going on inside your eyes. It's a little bit like looking for a peephole in a front door, you know what I mean? Now we know that actually if you look into people's eyes, you can only see inside the eyeball. You can't see inside the whole body, so what's going on. You can see inside the eyeball. But it is true that if you look into people's eyes, sometimes that has a big smiley face. But actually, you look into their eyes and you can actually see they're not actually feeling very happy inside. Your eyes do that. And Jesus said this in Luke chapter 11. He said this: your eye is the lamp of the body. When your eyes are healthy, your whole body is also full of light. But when they are unhealthy, your body is also full of darkness. So now, what I'd like to do, you will see that we've done the difficult bits for you. Your puppies already have some eyes now. You need to use your knives with your very sharp fingers, adults, please be aware. Look after your sharp knives, please. But then you can open your eyes out. I do have a couple more sharp knives here.
I'm sorry.
rest. Ava. So Ava is coming home now and putting it up herself. And as she does that, just imagine that all of our people said, all the wrong things we've done, we've ever done, we've ever thought, or even things that we should have done but we haven't done, are all being texted off by Ava in her train now. Now just imagine that. So she's going around, all that yucky stuff we really hate about ourselves, but we don't seem to be able to deal with it, is now being texted off in the train by Ava. God, in fact, God's plan involved all this land. I think what we'll do, as I hear that, is we'll do that. If you're not wrong, that's probably enough. Well, do you want to bring your own other stuff over here? Come on, your tables over here. Bring your own other stuff. When Jesus died, it looked like darkness and the devil had won the day. But actually, it happened, hadn't it? Because this was all God's plan. It wasn't the end of Jesus. God made him rise again to new life. To show that he dealt with all that stuff, to show that he dealt with that sin, and to show that God's light beats the devil's darkness. And that all the wrong things we've done can be wiped away if we ask God to do that for us. And we can still do that today. And every Sunday in this church, we have a short time of service when we actually say sorry to God for the things that we've done wrong during the week. Things we know that have displeased God. And we're going to do that now using the words for confession on the screen, if you read that, it's very righteous for our reason to do those. Let's just bow our heads a bit. And if you feel you want to thank God, then please do with me. Dear God, I'm sorry for the wrong things I've done, and for enjoying the hard things and taking me away from you. Please forgive me. Thank you for sending your Son Jesus to be the light of the world. Please help me to honor Jesus and to live the way you want me to live. Amen. So as Jesus did this, as he took all of this stuff on his shoulders to our sake, it all gets clear away. And Jesus, 3 days later, rose again from the dead. And our pumpkins aren't completed yet, are they? We can bring Jesus back from the dead for us. Because there's still no life inside our pumpkins. And if you leave our lives without Jesus, no matter how hard we try, all that lovely stuff will come back again. So what we need to do is invite Jesus into our lives. We need to put our faith and our trust in him. As one chapter 12, John writes, I've come as light into the world without Jesus, so that whoever believes in me will not stay in darkness. Jesus says, I've come as light into the world, so that whoever believes in me will not stay in darkness. A few verses before that, he says, believe in the light and you will become children of the light. So now, like some people on the table come forward, and we're going to light our lanterns. Okay? So each of you on the table has a candle in the jar. If you come back, you come forward, I will light that lantern for you. Happy heart and that makes us a cheerful person.